She's the one that her husband's a preacher and that has a little adopted daughter. She's precious. Her name's Angela. I've said it many of a time. As sure as it's an angel in heaven, she's one on earth, and I stick to it. I still say it. She's just as precious as she can be. Back to the business, I've cried enough over to take a bath in, if the truth was known. Four bites. First one I made, I didn't think I could ever make another one because it took so long to make it. And
What makes it so long to make?
Well, see, this is what's called a dahlia. And you have you have to put a little back piece on each petal, and then you stuff it with your filling, with your little polyester filling, and it isn't heavy and it's fluffy. You fold it in the way you want to and put it up to take care of it. And then when you take it down and unroll it, it just all flowers out and it's real pretty. And the more pieces there are in them, the harder they are and the longer it takes to quilt one.
And what's the name of that pattern?
Red Dahlia. And I fixed that one two different ways. What I started to say about fixing the patterns, my daughter, Dorothy Davenport, she come up with an idea of making a book out of them. And so I got me some of those note back binders. I worked a buttonhole in them. I took the quilting material to make my backs of the book. And then I go ahead and fix them, and then I line the back. And I put a pocket on it, put the pattern of each square. Well, I have several books of those. And this one is the double Dutch baby doll. Call it double Dutch doll. I'll get it said after a while, maybe. I think it's very pretty. I made one recently of it. And just whatever, I get my patterns out, and whatever I decide to fix, that's what I fix. And of course,
have you created some of these patterns on your own?
Yes, ma'am, I sure have. And then again, I have real old patterns, real antique patterns. And I have both the new ones too. And I have fixed that pattern where I can just go back to it any time. Of course, lots of times people come and want different patterns. And I have different books of them. And the name of them is on the in the pocket with the pattern. That's called Orange Peel. That's a very good pattern.
What kind of material do you use?
I use cotton. A lot of people use this polyester, but I don't care a whole lot for it. I like cotton. And I like good new material. I don't just use scraps. I buy material by the bolt, by the roll. However I find it and find a pretty piece, I like the granny prints, like they used to be some way on back.
What's the name of that print? That's unusual.
That's a flower basket.
Oh.
It is unusual. Mm. Makes a pretty top. And this one now, I had that when I was a young girl. That's a necktie, we call it. Boy's necktie.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one's been around about, I'd say at least 58 years. This one I don't remember what it is. Some of these I don't remember, but I'd have to look in the pocket. That's grandmother's flower garden. It's a very popular quilt. Lots of people think this it and the log cabin is the only quilt this, but I find out I have many just as pretty as those two. It's because they are so old, I imagine. Well, we'll turn through this book now. After I had worked a lot of, fixed several of my patterns, I had my trash can where I throw my strings and my scraps and things sitting by my sewing machine. I decided to count the buttons that I had used.